But yeah, and then you're playing this movie on TV. I don't. It just. It doesn't do it justice. You know? And I know a lot of people prefer John Carpenter's version over this.
Because it's too realistic.
This?
Yeah. In an unrealistic way, it's too real. Because people like that actually exist. And the fact that, while you see it in a more vivid light of what he does to people, it makes it more...
It humanizes Mike Myers. But, you know...
And people don't want to fear him because he was cheesy...
70s horror movie. In the, it was a 78 or 79 it came out. But they made him the boogeyman, and so you really couldn't destroy the boogeyman. To me, it just didn't make any sense. John Carpenter just didn't.
Well, that's why, you know.
Is that the boogeyman? Yes, there really is the boogeyman. I just didn't, you know.
And then you see it.
Well, and then you say the boogeyman, but he's hunting down his family. In the first movie to kill because he killed his other entire family, and it gives you no indication of why he did it. But then again, human nature said, you know, or there's been instances in real life where you don't know why killers have killed people, you know, family members and...
What describes the abuse that Mike Myers went through?
And look what he did to that kid who bullied him the whole time. See?
Destroyed him. Well, the people don't go on. A lot of people don't go on rampages like that. But then again, I guess the boy was implosive.
Implosive?
Mm-hmm. It builds and builds and builds and builds, and you just shove it off, and then.
Huh. Well, yeah, he was abused by his.
And he just let it go and go and go and go and go and go. An implosion is always more aggressive than an explosion.
But then, isn't that what we talked about with the school bullying and how, you know, those bullies and then the victims go and kill everybody?
Yeah, it's an implosive.
I'm just amazed how the human mind works and how people react differently to everything. You know, like the bullying and the torment. Is this Mortal Kombat? I might have to actually buy you that video game.
Oh my god, the new ones are so good. They are so much fun.
So are you and Adam going to play?
Yeah, that's why I basically got it.
PlayStation? How old were you when you were playing that?
Eleven years ago, so what, eight, nine?
Who got you the PlayStation?
None. At a garage sale, I think.
No. I don't think so. I don't think any of your video games machines came from garage sales. I think we bought them all new.
The PlayStation we got was not new. The first one that I had downstairs was not new.
I know you're...
It's very old.
I remember, I will say this, your big grandpa got Justin's, and Jeff bought Justin's machines, the Nintendos and the
Sega.
Jeff got him the Sega.
I want to buy the Nintendo Sega Mixer.
What the hell is that?
It's one machine... And it's manufactured by Nintendo. And it's got one part for Nintendo cartridges. And then it's got a slot behind it for Sega Genesis cartridges.
Doesn't Pootie have all the Segas?
No.
Who's got the Segas?
Justin. So they're gone. Forever.
Are you sure we gave them back to him?
Yes, because they were his, remember?
Oh.
Dummy. Sega didn't work, but...
Yeah, that sucked. Oh, well.
That's why I buy my own Super Nintendo. Well, maybe this... Because Sonic was just... That was a Sega game. Like, Donkey Kong was Nintendo.